Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. This program will present swing music from the bands of Les Brown, Benny Goodman with singer Dick Hames, Count Basie, Woody Herman with Marianne McCall, Jack Jenny, and Freddie Slack. Les Brown kept his swing-era band going longer than any other band leader. The band of renown began in 1938 and lasted until Brown passed away in 2001, over 60 years. The band made 18 USO tours with Bob Hope. Lined up are two instrumentals by the band of renown, 1255 Express and Jimmy McHugh's I Can't Believe That You're in Love with Me, and then Doris Day singing A Kiss to Remember.
Thank you. would fill all my daydreams with endless delight. A kiss to remember whenever I'm blue. One moment in heaven with you. The world may divide us, but there'll always be this memory to guide us and bring you close to me. Darling, I love you, so kiss me goodnight.
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging. Richard Benjamin Hames was born in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and lived in several countries before his parents settled in the United States. His mother was a vocal coach and teacher who taught him to sing. At 17, he moved to L.A. and found work as a stuntman and film double. He moved to New York City at 19 and began his singing career. After working with several bands, he was hired by Harry James to replace Frank Sinatra. After leaving James, he sang with Benny Goodman and Tommy Dorsey. In 1945, he began appearing in Hollywood movies and played opposite Ava Gardner, Betty Grable, and others. Unfortunately, alcoholism, debt, and five failed marriages made a shambles of his personal life. One of his wives was actress Rita Hayworth. When it was discovered that he had dodged the draft during World War II, his career went into a tailspin. He passed away in 1980 from lung cancer at age 61. Here's Dick with the Benny Goodman Orchestra in 1942, doing two songs by Harry Warren and Mack Gordon. I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo and Serenade in Blue, and then Idaho.
Got a gal in Kalamazoo. Don't want to boast, but I know she's a toast of Kalamazoo. Zoo, 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 zoo. Years have gone by. My, my, how she grew. I liked her looks when I carried her books in Kalamazoo. Zoo, 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 zoo. I'm gonna send a wire, hopping on a flyer, leaving today. Am I dreaming? I can hear her screaming. Hiya, Mr. Jackson. Everything's okay. K-A-L-A-M-A-Z-O. Oh, what a gal. A real piperoo. I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to. I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest gal in Kalamazoo. Thank you. I hear that serenade in blue, I'm somewhere in another world alone with you, sharing all the joys we used to know many moons ago. Once again your face comes back to me, just like the theme of some forgotten melody in the album of my memory. Serenade in blue. It seems like only yesterday, a small cafe, a crowded floor, and as we dance the night away, I hear you say forevermore. And then the song became a sigh, forevermore became goodbye. But you remained in my heart. So tell me, darling, is there still a spark, or only lonely ashes of the flame we knew? Should I go on whistling in the dark? Serenade in blue.
You've got the Dr. Jazz Big Band Swing Show. Lester Young was one of the most prominent tenor saxophonists in the history of jazz. In 1933, Young went to Kansas City, where he soon was hired by Count Basie. He left Basie for a while to play with Fletcher Henderson and Andy Kirk, but returned and stayed until late 1940. Lester Young can be heard soloing on this set of three instrumentals, 12th Street Rag, Miss Thing No. 1, and Pound Cake. Thank you. This is Swinging with Dr. Jazz. Marianne McCall was born in 1919 in Philadelphia. Despite having rickets as a child, she became a dancer in a chorus line in Philly, but found that singing would serve her ambition better. She briefly filled in for Edith Wright with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, then was hired by Woody Herman a year later. She sang with Charlie Barnett from 39 to 40. She dropped out of music for a while, but returned with Woody Herman from 46 to 50. She was married to jazz saxophonist Al Cohn for a while. She performed intermittently and slowly faded away from music. She passed away in 1994 at 75. This set of songs by Marianne with the Woody Herman Orchestra includes Detour Ahead, Jamaica Rumba, and More Than You Know.
How strange the road to love should be so easy. Can there be a detour ahead? Wake up, slow down, before you crash and break your heart, gullible clown. You direction. Can't you see the detour ahead? The further you travel, the harder to unravel the web. He spins around you. Turn back while there's time. Don't you see the danger sign? Soft shoulders surround you. Smooth road, clear night. I saw the light. I'm turning back away from all that trouble. Smooth road, smooth road, no detour.
Thank you.
more than I show, more than you'll ever
You're swinging with the doctor. In 1935, the Dorsey brothers were having disagreements, and finally Tommy stormed off the stage, leaving Jimmy without a lead trombonist. An emergency replacement was needed because the band had a gig that night at the Glen Island Casino. Jimmy called Jack Jenny, a superb trombonist who came to the rescue. Jenny formed his own big band in 1938, but it failed financially by 1940. Here's the Jack Jenny Orchestra with The World is Waiting for the Sunrise, Cuban Boogie Woogie, and Artie Shaw's Moonray, vocal by Meredith Blake.
Thank you.
You're listening to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Frederick Charles Slack was born in 1910 in La Crosse, Wisconsin. He learned to play drums and xylophone before beginning piano lessons at 13. Slack played piano in the bands of Ben Pollock, Jimmy Dorsey, and Will Bradley before putting together his own swing band in 1942. Slack was a notable boogie-woogie pianist at the time it was popular. He kept his band together until 1950. Slack was diabetic and died suddenly in 1965 at 55. Lined up are two instrumentals by the Freddie Slack Swing Band, recorded live in 1943. Come Jump With Me and Southpaw Serenade. Is that a baseball tune? And then Margaret Whiting singing Jule Stein and Sammy Kahn's I've Heard That Song Before.
For all you soldiers, sailors, and Marines, wherever you may be, Downbeat presents the piano stylings of Freddie Slack, his orchestra, and the super solid swing singing of lovely Margaret Whiting. So let's get the joint jumping. This is Dick Joy passing along the invitation from Freddie at the keyboard to come along, come jump with me. Yes, sir. Come along, come jump with me. Another original from the library of Freddie Slack, the man who put Cow Cow Boogie and Mr. 5x5 and that old black magic on PX jukeboxes from Juneau to Djibouti. Say, Freddie, your band is the newest sensation in music. I think the men would be interested to know your instrumentation.
Well, Dick, we're using 3 trumpets, 3 trombones, 5 sacks, and 4 rhythms.
Let's see. That's a crew of 15.
Right. I'm really proud of my rhythm section. You know those 88 breaks I take a couple of times a number?
You mean those piano nip-ups?
Yeah, that's to give the boys a chance to take enough vitamin pills to make the next hill.
Well, Freddie, I see one member of your crew who's really a picture of health. In fact, I'd say that Margaret Whiting seems to be in very good shape indeed.
Thanks, Dick. And to all you men out there, hiya, Gates.
Say, Margaret, have you noticed any preferences with the servicemen so far as girls are concerned?
Yes, I have. I've noticed that the Marines like redheads, the soldiers like blondes, and the Coast Guard prefer brunettes.
Well, now, look, what about the sailors?
Sociable sons of guns, aren't they?
A new riff tune by Phil Moore, one of Freddie Slack's arrangers. Say, Freddie, how do you think servicemen like their music, sweet or hot?
Well, in my experience, I'd say they liked it on the groove side. Dick Stabile, who's a CPO in the Coast Guard, took a poll that showed 90% jazz over long hair, and 70% of the swingsters crying for it solid.
Yeah, but on the other hand, Glenn Gray, who was on Downbeat's bandstand a short while back, said that the Navy voted sweet.
Well, suppose we get Margaret Whiting in on this. She digs the tempos of the present day.
How about that, Margaret?
Well, look, why not invite the men to write into Downbeat and cast their votes? If the Navy and Coast Guard have sounded off, maybe the Army would like to speak its piece.
Fair enough and solid, men. The address, Downbeat, Special Service, Los Angeles, USA.
Personally, I'll take the Freddie Slack style with a bit of a riff beat. When we do something like Brazil, for instance, we kind of polish up that rumba rhythm so it goes like this.
Okay, Freddie, while you get back to the 88, let's call on Margaret Whiting to give out with one of the hit numbers of the season. I've heard that song before.
I've heard that song before. The lyrics said forever. forevermore, forevermore's a memory. Please have them play it again, and I'll remember just when I heard that lovely song.
Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.